Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's Monday, the 30th of April, 2012. This is my audio blog. You can find me on Audioboo as SM2N, Sierra Mike, number 2, November. Yes, just been listening to some booze. A couple of boos from Zaki. It was interesting to hear Zaki weighing in on the conversation about that Nick and Jacqueline are having in public. And it's quite interesting, isn't it? It's quite interesting that these guys are having this conversation in public, and you're not sure, I'm not sure, whether I should be attempting to join the conversation, and if I were to attempt to join the conversation, how I should do that, whether I should just do a public bill or whether I should send a private message to Nick, who seems to be curating the conversation and then doing some post-production on it to chuck it back into the stream. It's very interesting, but if they didn't want any feedback, why would they be having this conversation in public? Is it just because they want to educate us? Well, I don't know. Just interesting to know what the rules of engagement are, if there are any rules. There probably aren't any rules. It's not that I've necessarily got anything to say. I'm just enjoying listening to the conversation. But yes, be interested to know if there is any intent for other people to join the conversation in any way. I guess not, because it's called a dialogue, which means that there's only two people speaking. Well, we can have this separate discussion on the back channel, as it were, with people like Zaki and me, throwing ideas around and observations and stuff. I find it interesting how my brain is getting used to the way that Zaki speaks. I'm going to sneeze now, so that's better. I'll just pause then. My brain is getting into tune. It's a bit like when I go and see a Shakespeare play. It takes me a while for my brain to tune into the language. For me, with Zaki, I'm starting to do that. I was interested in what he was saying. His second boo was making observations about Omani blog and the process of creativity and what triggers creativity. So I'd like to weigh into that conversation, actually. And just to paraphrase Zaki, he was saying that he thinks that it's relaxation that enables creativity to occur. And I think that is partly true. My suggestion is that that's partly true. That if you are very, very busy and you never get time to stop and relax, and you're just constantly being bombarded with stimuli and demands, then it's when you then get the chance to relax that maybe some ideas will come to the fore that weren't able to come to the fore when you were so terribly busy. But I think if you were living a life where you were always completely relaxed, would that make you really creative? I don't think it necessarily would. I think you need a balance of busy stimulus and relaxation and also a variety of different types of stimuli, and I think that's partly what Paul was saying. So I wonder whether it's a transition between when you've gone from a busy state where you're being constantly bombarded with information and demands and questions and things, and you just can't keep up with it. You're fighting to keep your head above the water. And then when you transition from that state into a relaxing state, that allows creativity. And vice versa, if you're all often relaxed and calm, it's then when you get and comfortable and in a familiar environment and all this kind of thing. It's then when you get thrown into a different environment with different stimuli, different people, different places, different things happening, that can also trigger creativity. So I wonder whether it's partly that, it's partly the a transitionary state, isn't it? You have to pass through from one stage, like, as if you were a gas condensing to be into a liquid, or a liquid evaporating into a gas. It's that transitionary state that causes the creativity, or it releases the creativity. And I think I wonder if it's a bit like politics, where you can't just have left-wing party in power all the time. You have to have, 8 years of left-wing, and then 8 years of right-wing, and then 12 years of left-wing, and then 12 years of right. You need to have this balance. You need to have these two different forces put in different directions to create that tension that creates the tight string that can that music can be played on. So yes, a balance and a variety of stimuli, I think. But also time to think and be creative. There you go, there's some thoughts, and really enjoying the subject. I'm really looking forward to hearing what everyone else has got to say. Ta-ta for now, toodle-boo. Oh, and thanks very much for listening. Look after yourselves.